The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. So reliable, it just goes on and on and on.
Good morning all. Wednesday morning, the 15th of July, 2020. Ryan Tuberty with you till 10 o'clock. Hope you're all well at 4 minutes past nine. Their text number is now open for business. 51551. Call us in 1850-715-900, as we don't say. But some people do. It's kind of quaint, isn't it? If you want to get in touch, dial 087-120-0900. Great. Okay, what do we got for you today? We have plenty to discuss on the menu. Let's have a quick look at the weather. It's manky in Dublin and hopefully very nice in the sunny southeast and the south generally. In fact, if you're getting any class of sunshine at all today, enjoy. Take it all. You deserve it. Ours will come eventually, so we'll wait patiently. Spoke yesterday about an email that I read out from Jenny in Sligo, who was telling us, as she had before, but she's just saying, feeling the heaviness of it all. And we were I think we were delighted by the response, because she lifted a rock under which are lying a lot of people who are fed up. And do you know what they're saying, or you're saying, is, look, it's not about money. It's not about holidays that we're not getting. We're just fed up. Old school. You don't have to write a thesis on being fed up. It's two words. Very, very simple. And yet kind of profound in terms of how it affects you. So we got a mountain of response to her email. What we were talking about, chaos in the kitchen. People just going, I love my kids, but I kind of wish they'd be over there somewhere. Quiet. Out of the way. I love food, but I wish I didn't have to put another meal in this bloody oven. You know, I love tea, but please cut me and I bleed berries. I just want something different. And it's just, and I want to go to my friend's house. I want to go to a pub without a clock or pizza slice looking at me. I just want a real pint of get. I don't want to have to queue for stuff. I don't want to put the hand sanitizer. I cut myself with a paper cut and I've got the hand sanitizer. Everything's sore. I'm just tired. We get it. And I'm going to read out a selection of them. I could read them for an hour this morning. They're so strong and thoughtful and responsive and reflectful. But I'll read a flavour of them in a few minutes' time. But thank you is what I'm trying to say to you for sending them in and for being so considerate. The story, obviously, in all the papers this morning refers to Barry Cowan. And Elaine Byrne, who's a barrister and columnist, tweets to say, on days like this, when heads are demanded and given, it's easy to further pile on. And whatever about the rights and wrongs, there is a private family living through intense public attention, and that must be difficult. Be kind. Hashtag Barry Cowan. And whatever the politics, and we're in a bit of an information vacuum as to what quite happened yesterday and why he quite was sacked. I think Elaine Byrne is right. There's a family in the middle of it. And we just need to be kind about how we deal with it all, is what I would suggest. Pile on is a good use of the expression, because people tend to rush to pile on people. But it is a difficult day, and politics is a difficult game, and public service is not an easy game to be in. And I know politicians get mocked and slagged, and sometimes deservedly. They don't often apologise for mistakes, and sometimes they do. But I think we need public service and public servants. And whatever happened last night, that's last night. But there are families, and we should be mindful of that as well. Gavin Riley of Virgin Media News tweeted, tomorrow, CJEU ruling in the 14 billion euro Apple tax case. Government decides whether to move to phase four of roadmap. Government decides whether to extend moratorium on evictions. Appointment of new Minister for Agriculture and probable junior ministerial reshuffle. Only Wednesday. Things are moving so fast. And Sean Defoe's group political correspondent for Communicore tweeted, I present to you, reeling in the ears, 2020, the movie. Well said. Well said. It's true. Leagues O'Toole, meanwhile, was tweeting to say, good to see everyone wearing their chin masks on the dart. Chin masks. He's right. Lads, you're brilliant. You're getting the masks over the ears, kind of near your face. But chin masks, they're not beard comforters. They're meant to be face masks. The whole nose downwards. Okay, go for it. And Conor O'Brien of Villagers said that he just went to the grocery shopping in Dublin. At a guess, 80% no masks, 10% chin masks, 10% masks, 0% social distancing, 100% anxiety. They're the statistics from one of our great singers who goes down to the shop to buy some grub. That's pretty bad statistics. Feeling anxious today? Let's pile that on. Conor Pope from the Irish Times was just in the Disney store in Grafton Street in Dublin last night, obviously. Very polite man, he says, at the door, stopped a woman and her teenage daughter and said, look, I'm sorry, but the face masks are mandatory. So well done them. But the man said he offered to give the two people, mother and daughter, masks. I'll give them to you. Not to sell, you can have them. Just to be safe. They turned on their heels and walked away in a huff. Isn't that crazy? Imagine. Kind of sort of Disney cannibalism, isn't it, though, when two Muppets go in to buy two Muppets? I mean, that would have been... But nevertheless. No, but they can... Like, they can beat it, is the polite term. And good, I hope they didn't get what they wanted. Now, the bull has spoken, is what they say. The reason I'm so hard on them is because they made the great effort at the door to say you can have a mask. They made it so easy for them. A free mask. Like, it's not like they said you have to go down to the chemist and buy it. And they go, yeah, come on, forget about it. But it's inexcusable for them to go off and off. That's what I'd say. Hairy Baby, they make some funny t-shirts. The bull has spoken. Did you hear Liveline yesterday, the Americans? It was entertaining. The bull has spoken. And it's a photograph. I was doing the rounds yesterday. You can put on a mask and it's the Bull McCabe, Richard Harris at the Bull McCabe with the quote, now be a good yank and go home. you got to laugh. I do think there is something in that. They've been talking about the accents. We have to be very careful of how in Ireland in 2020 is not Ireland in 1950, 60, 70, 80 or 90. Because we have people living with us who are fellow citizens, compatriots, who have different accents. As a way of life, as we did when we travelled abroad, as we do as we travel abroad. And we have to be very careful not to be shunning or giving people grief because they sound a little different to us and we confuse people who are fellow citizens with people who've just hopped off a plane from God knows where. That's what I would say to you. Johnny Walker Whiskey. I'm not a whiskey man, but Johnny Walker Whiskey will be sold in paper bottles next year. This is good. Diageo saying that the development of a paper-based spirits bottle made from sustainably sourced wood, plastic-free packaging, expected to debut early next year. That's going to be of interest. I had a can of water. Did I have that in the airport when we used to be able to fly? Is that the thing? Or was it a box of water? I'm trying to think. There was a box, I think, and I was very impressed by it. Yeah, it was. The paper packaging. One of my favourite biscuits, and I'll be very quickly on this, is the fig roll, right? I like a fig roll, but I was having some last night and I was just saying to myself, I hate the packaging on fig rolls. When you open them, they go stale immediately, especially if you're just, all you want is a handful of them. You don't want all 12. And the packaging means that they're the most user-unfriendly packaging. I mean, this is how COVIDian mad my head is. I was going to write to Mr. Jacob and say, would you just consider, and there's loads of plastic in it too. Any chance you might even, this is why, folks, I'm going away for a few weeks to leave you all alone. I think I need a break. And that's what's, who doesn't? But the packaging is, yeah, it's just been suggested to me that there's a bang of Karen off me. And you're quite right. I'm feeling Karenian with my ranting. But they could do such a lovely paper. And who owns Jacobs anyway? Is it Irish or is it probably some German company? God knows. I don't know. I thought they were Irish for ages and ages. I'm not sure. Elsewhere, talk about not getting it. Banksy artwork spray painted on the inside of a London Underground train carriage has been removed. Why would you say that the authorities would remove a Banksy? Well, it's because it contravened anti-graffiti policy. Yeah. Yeah. Banksy adorned a Circle Line train with messages about the spread of coronavirus featuring his famous rats. And they came along and said, that's all very well. It's like John Lennon's Aunt Mimi. That's all very well, John, with the guitar and everything, but you'll never make a living out of it. And equally, they're telling him, you can't be doing that with your spray paint. We had lots in on books. Somebody, Marge O'Shea is in quarantine in Limerick with her 89-year-old mother, suggested Testament of Youth, which I think I watched a film of, if not a series, which was beautiful. The story of a youth stolen by World War One. I read slowly and thoughtfully. It's an audiobook. It makes a very profound mark on the reader. Thank you for that. And you're also reading Robert Harris's Second Sleep. Little did we know when we spoke to him here in studio how relevant that book would become. It is a fascinating book, by the way, if you want to put it on your list, do. Pertinent, as Marge says, to our apocalyptic times. Must admit it makes for a scary read in COVID times, but he always writes well and I'll stick with it, nightmares and all. We'll look up the Icelandic series. Do. Trees has done the same thing. Thanks for the introduction to Icelandic dark crime. I love them. I've always liked Scandinavian noir and this fits that class. This year's must read for me is Humankind, A Hopeful History. Okay. By Rutger Bregman. I would tie people down and force them to read this one. Challenges much of the cynicism and negativity that's present about society now. Thank you for the suggestion. And we spoke to Catherine Ryan Howard about her book Rewind, which I loved. If you're looking for a good Irish thriller, this is a super book. And we spoke to her last year. And at the time we said, you got to get this into a TV show, which is just one of those, it was built for television. And Clerkenwell Films have optioned the TV rights for her book, for Rewind, which is good news. Her new book is called The Nothing Man. Wish her well with that. But it's Rewind is the one that's going to be happening on the television. Nisha Dolan, Exciting Times is the name of the book I finished this morning. And it is that early 20-something examination of relationships. As it happens, she's an Irish woman in Hong Kong. And that is a read that was beautifully put together, actually beautifully written book, quite snarky is how I'd put it, a snarky book. But you'll lash through it in no time and worth a look, no doubt about it. Some great Irish talent about the place. And next up, given that my brother's on a recommendation roll at the moment, he tells me Lionel Shriver's new book is a must read. So I've got a few pages into it this morning and it looks good from here. Cynical read, I think, but it looks good. It's about, whereas Nisha Dolan's book is about 22, 3, 4-year-olds, which is probably way out of my time frame, as it were. This one is about a 60 and 64-year-old. So again, it's a little out of my time frame, but they're human stories, so it shouldn't really matter. Anyway, Eugene was on to say, if it keeps going like this, RT will have to do a program called Reeling in the Weeks. You're quite right. It's looking like that, is it not? What else have we got for you? Not sounds odd and cumbersome, all right, says Sheila, but when you think about it, it's one syllable and zero is two, so it's shorter. Indeed. What's this about not? I say it all the time, says Carmel. Yeah. Do you say it in your phone? Like when you're giving out your credit card details or your phone number, would you say 087, 086 or 085? Just caught a bit of your chat yesterday about travelling in an RV. I don't think you like the idea, Ryan, but you're missing a wonderful experience. I always had a hankering to drive one. And in 1978, I did it. And again in 79 and 81 and 86. Every trip was wonderful. And I could not recommend it highly enough to all young, old and families. Wonderful memories. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for the memories. The best book I've read in the past 12 months, says Hazel, is Leonard and Hungry Paul by Ronan Heshen. It's a simple story of friendship. It's a book that gently pulls you in and soothes the soul. Thank you for the recommendation. I appreciate it very much. Now, I'm keen to get to all this information, all these comments on what Jenny had to say to us yesterday, and I will do that. We'll take a little breathing room to do it properly, and I will do that after this. Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, Lost Weekend at 9:20. So Jenny wrote to us yesterday by email to talk about how, despite everything, it was just all very heavy. And let me give you, there's a lot of reading here, so bear with me, but I think it's worth it because there's so many texts and comments came in on it. Breda in Limerick says, thanks for giving us an opportunity to voice how this pandemic has increased loneliness and isolation for those of us who live alone and who do not have husbands or children and who rely on being able to socialise in order to connect with other human beings. The fact that theatres, cinemas, etc. are no longer available to me has totally changed my life and is psychologically distressing. So thank you again for acknowledging the situation. Not at all. And that's what we wanted to do, courtesy of Jenny's mail, was to talk to people who aren't out screaming, who aren't on Twitter, who aren't on any social media to speak of, and simply are getting on with it. Just getting on with it. And that's who we're talking to here this morning. This lady says another is not on her own. I live and work on my own, and daily I find myself teary and deflated, even while petting my precious pooch. Like your listener, I haven't been negative throughout COVID-19, but just aware that life and the world I work in, the arts, has drastically changed. I visited the doctor yesterday, who was so compassionate and reassured me that I am most definitely not on my own. That's part of the message we're saying today. Another from May says, I've been doing really well, always positive, looking on the bright side. Thankfully, our families are in good health. And that's all happened until about 2 weeks ago while shopping. I smiled at a toddler in a buggy. He just stared at me and I suddenly realised he couldn't see my smile. And it upset me so much. I find I'm depressed when I think of it. I'm close to tears. And you know what you need to do with that? You need to go and see your GP. And tell that man or woman exactly how you feel and see where they bring you. I'm a lone parent, says another, of two wonderful teenagers living with elderly grandparents as we lost our home in the last recession. The teens are horrified by how their friends seem to think this is over. It's tricky, they can't have their friends over, we just get on with it. But life is getting more and more divided as others behave like the whole thing is finished. Our advice, get out in nature at least once a day, walk, cycle, swim, picnic. Nature's restorative powers of healing are truly wonderful. Find some hobbies and jobs that need to be done at home. The sense of achievement and getting things done will be uplifting. Learn new skills, tons of online courses one wouldn't normally have the time to do. Enjoy the quiet and calm if you can, and it's precious in these crazy times. Therese says, just heard a few messages read out in response to Jenny's email. Well, I can identify with many of them. I have a child living away. It never seemed so far away. I don't know when I will see him. It's very hard. There are days when from nowhere I just start crying and I feel a physical pain in my heart. And yes, we can say we're doing well, we're doing things better, we're not as bad as the UK or the US, etc. But that doesn't matter. Life is not normal. We can pretend to cope, we can pretend to be upbeat, but underneath there's a bit of hidden sadness, and I'm absolutely certain I'm one of many feeling this. You are, Therese, I can tell you. And Melda was on to say, I totally understand where your listener is coming from. I understand that people are in very severe circumstances due to the COVID. However, as you said yourself, there is a silent suffering middle, as it were. At the end of last year, I ended a 10-year relationship that was challenging and abusive. I was looking forward to a year of starting again, dating, maybe travelling to Australia to see a nice new person I saw a possible future with. And now I'm concerned about my fertility passing me by and being pulled back into an emotionally abusive relationship out of loneliness and lack of opportunity. This time is stifling. Just an anecdote, but a mental health epidemic will follow this. And that's exactly what's coming through the text. I'll take a couple more before we talk to our guest who's waiting patiently. Thanks to the lady who put into words how I'm feeling. I too was doing okay, but just feel I've hit a wall. I visited my mum in a nursing home yesterday evening. Poor mum was agitated, upset, spoke about how lonely she feels. She was used to a daily extended visit from family. And is really missing these visits. I just felt so sad and couldn't shake it off. I'm normally an optimistic, glass half full person, but this new reality changes everything and challenges everything. Please tell that mother, says another, she's not alone and she has silent partners everywhere. I'm also at home in a routine that's driving me crazy. Constantly feeling, am I doing the right thing? Is it okay that the kids go out and play? And also feeling that we have moved too fast coming out of lockdown and feeling like people will think I'm silly if I don't want to go to a 40th birthday party. Crikey. You know, we're now putting on these masks, which is like one on top of the metaphorical one that we're wearing, because there's so many people walking around pent up feelings like these. It's quite striking. I'll just take another one which says, I would imagine that mum who sent in the message is in need of a break. Family and friends need to help out to give parents a break, especially those with young children. There's so much expected of them at this time. Some parents may just need a break during the day or the night away by themselves. They also deserve their headspace and time to themselves. In these times, your health is your wealth. And final one for now, final one, because I spotted this earlier and I thought it was strong as well. To that lady struggling with this new world of ours, I plead with her to contact a friend. It's hard to believe sometimes, but everyone is adjusting to this new world in their own way. And like grief, there is no right or wrong. Everyone will go through this period of adjustment in different ways and often at different times. As someone who's lived within a box for years due to illness, I suggest you ditch social media, stop looking at the supposed perfects out there, and stop imagining all the wondrous worlds of others, because they don't exist. Find solace in your home, your garden, if you can. Make time to take time out for 1 minute or a few minutes each day and remind yourself you are a strong, confident woman. You deserve to give yourself a break. Be kind to yourself, and most importantly, love yourself. We all deserve to be loved right now. Okay, thank you again. I'd say that's about a third of the messages that came in. And we could go again, and I may even have another go at those later on, just to make you aware of A, how people around you are maybe feeling without admitting it, and B, for those who are feeling it and feel that they don't have someone to talk about it with, have in some ways through here, through us here, to our friends listening to this, to our radio family, will know that we not only are we in it together and experiencing it in different ways, obviously, but you should feel a little less alone.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, as you mentioned, yes, I get it about accents. We have many more accents in Ireland as our citizenship grows, and that's great, no doubt. We should all recognise that and adapt to it. I'm from Belfast. I spend a lot of time in Dublin. I always get ribbed, most of it good-natured, thank God. So if we can't deal with one and others on the island, well, new accents will be a challenge, says Mart. Feel your pain about the fig roll wrapper? Oh, thank goodness, I am not alone. John says, I always have a roll of tinfoil handy, and I parcel up the uneaten ones into fours or fives for later consumption. Keeps them fresh. Enjoy your well-deserved holiday. I'll just read that out a little louder now, will I? John, thank you for that. To get the tinfoil out. Why don't they get their act together now, and Jacobs, and sort out a good wrapper for the tinfoil, for the fig roll. Change everything. And it's quite divisive, the fig roll. A lot of people think they're a manky old biscuit, but I'm a fan. Recommend Tom Hanks' Uncommon Type, says the text. Wonderful short stories. And others in between. So thank you for that. D. Cullen had a gorgeous song in recent times called All Right, which I loved. He's got a new song out now. He is a great young talent, The Coming Man. And this is a cracking little tune.
Rainbow Weather.
That's a great tune, isn't it? That's D. Cullen, Rainbow Weather. That put me in good form. That's like a Hibernian Mr. Blue Sky. That's what we need for this summer. We need to hear more of it. Good on him. For God's sake, Ryan, buy a biscuit. Imagine somebody go at home in their kitchen go, that guy's getting on my nerves. Just buy a stupid biscuit tin for his stupid fig rolls in his stupid mouth, putting them in his stupid tummy. I understand, but I've never owned a biscuit tin because I generally demolish the biscuits before they have time to get to the tin. Sometimes people put them in a biscuit jar or something, and I don't have a biscuit tin because I don't actually trust them. I don't trust how they keep them. I think it's just it's like a face mask for confectionery. And meanwhile, that's my conspiracy theory for the day. I'm like Richard Nixon and a tin of afternoon tea. That's what I am here. What else we got for you? That song you're playing. There's a lot of ELO there, and it's beautiful. Nice song it is, isn't there? Well, he obviously has a good record collection at home. D. Cullen, good on him. Ryan, forget the tin foil. I just got a biscuit. Okay. Crikey. Endlessly reusable and very effective. Thank you, Kathy. I'm not sure if I believe you, but I appreciate the message. The Irish Press newspaper subtitle was The Truth in the News. It was and is even more important now, says Anne Egan, regarding our chat with Shauna. And Tom says, you're better to call Zero by its Yorkshire name, Nout, which is, I will leave that for the good people of Yorkshire. I don't think that would work so much here. I have lots more in on the comments from Jenny. Just want to say thank you for highlighting Jenny's email, what many of us are going through at the moment, and thanks for being the voice for people who are silently suffering with the now world. I agree with you. That's what she has been, and that's what she is doing. This one's probably a little too long before the time frame we have, but Anne and Jimmy were on in other news to say it took me years to persuade my husband to agree to a camper van holiday. He wanted the comfort and pampering of hotel accommodation that we'd been used to. We were no spring chickens, but we had two of our best holidays in camper vans. Now, for what it's worth, we did travel on these occasions. Our first trip was to Alaska, where we sat by the Yukon River in the midnight sun at 18 degrees, fished for salmon, admired the black wild bears. It was a great adventure with a wonderful sense of freedom. Our other trip was to Montana, wow, which included Yellowstone Park, where we were talking about, where Old Faithful Geezer kept belching. And we visited the old battlefields where General Custer took his last stance. There were numerous more delights on both trips, but it's hard to fit them in here. We would like to do another campervan holiday, but alas, the years are catching up. Oh, come on, Anne and Jimmy. You're never too old for a campervan trip, I'm sure. But God, did you enjoy yourselves? And rightly so. Well done.
We'll be right back.
Wardrobe Narnia. I love that description. Yeah, it's just my head's full of this sort of thing. Simply wonderful image hidden away, but holding worldwide images of magic. Happy holiday, and says a smiling listener, thank you. Still another few days here left, though, for goodness sake. Controversial, says the text. Fig rolls make all other biscuits soft in the biscuit tin. Oh, don't turn the poor fig roll into a pariah in the biscuit tin. Fig roll, we're coming in. Oh, no, all the other biscuits gone. Oh, not the fig rolls. That's disastrous. My daughter worked in a fig farm. This is bizarre. In Victoria, as part of her Australian trip. And the owner, says the text, never heard of fig rolls. So I had to send over some packets of them to try. And they went down. A treat. So maybe there's a new market for them in Australia. Why not? We're going to leave it there for today. Thanks, as always, for your wonderful texts and emails. Appreciate them greatly. And you can keep them coming if you wish to ryan@rte.ie. But for now, look after yourselves and each other. And we'll see you tomorrow between 9 and 10. Stay tuned for Sarah McInerney.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.